Hey, this is Reggie Ponder, the Real Critic, and this week's movie is Captain America: Brave New World. Now, I know some of you could care less about the MCU and will not even entertain this conversation, but it's Black History Month, and you should care, if nothing else, for the fact that there are loads of cultural reasons to care about this film. First and foremost, this is the first fully developed film for the new Captain America, a Black Captain America played by Anthony Mackie. Second, Mackie is joined by Carl Lumley, who plays Isaiah Bradley, a Black man who was part of an experimental program to create a new version of Captain America during the 1940s. It was inspired by the real-life Tuskegee experiments where African-American men were subjected to unethical medical trials without their consent, with long-term health and social economic impact. Third, Julius Ona, a Black man, gets to direct a Black man in this universe. Now that's some Black history right there. Now this film is about redemption, revenge, and renewal. Redemption for Harrison Ford, who plays the president, who is trying to convince the world, but more importantly, his daughter, that he has changed. He is trying to save the world by brokering a treaty that would share one of the world's newest and most precious resources. Revenge, as Samuel Stearns wants to make the president pay for using him to gain power. And Stearns becomes a formidable adversary. And then renewal for Sam Wilson as he charts a new path and promises a new legacy for the iconic Captain America. Now, I like the acting all the way around, from Mackie, Ford, Lumley, Shira Haas, Tim Blake Nelson, and Giancarlo Esposito. Everyone carried their weight and brought value to this film. I love Mackie's ability to show strength, humor, and leadership. It just shines throughout the film. Now, the action sequences lived up to the Marvel legacy. I especially like the fact that Wilson, who doesn't have superpowers, had to take as much punishment as he gave. Visually, this film looks good on the big screen. From the CGI to the set design, it all works. However, unfortunately, the whole is not greater than the sum of the parts. This film was not brave enough to introduce a Captain America that can stand alongside the iconic Captain America, Steve Rogers, let alone surpass him. Maybe the writers were waiting for the next movie, but that was a mistake because you never get a second chance to make a first impression. This film should have been all about the new Captain America as the Captain America, and it fails at doing that. This film doesn't feel new, nor does the world that it attempts to create, and the film introduces several new characters with little to no development. For the most part, this is a film that sets the stage for something bigger and greater. I just think that that's an opportunity lost. Captain America: Brave New World is a solid offering, but the writers were unable to make it iconic. I would suggest you check it out, but at the matinee. I'm giving this one 2.5 reels out of 4. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at The Real Critic, and I'll see you next time.